This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Wyatt Orme. This summer, XL Energy is replacing and repairing power poles in Glenwood Canyon between the Shoshone Hydroelectric Plant and Glenwood Springs. There will be periodic lane closures on I-70. River runners and hikers should expect closures on the Colorado River and the Canyon Recreation Trail. Work begins this week and is expected to finish in mid-October. There's a meeting this evening from 4 to 6:30 at the Hotel Colorado for the public to learn more. Following above-average snowfall, Pitkin County is warning residents to be ready in case of flood. Zoe Rome has the details.
Attendees can get a closer look at river and snowpack levels and see forecasts and discuss watershed policy and conservation. Snowpack in the Roaring Fork watershed is at 203% of normal, over four times what it was this time last year. But rivers across the watershed are flowing near or below half of average. According to the Roaring Fork Conservancy, river levels will be on the rise, with warmer temperatures forecasted, causing the snowpack to melt. The Colorado Basin River Forecast Center predicts peak runoff will occur near June 8. The state of the rivers will be held at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale, starting with a community dinner at 5:30. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.
In Denver, Mayor Michael Hancock won re-election to a third term last night. The Denver Post reports that Hancock captured 56.3% of the vote.